direction in whatever comes our way.
All right, quick, who sang that song? Okay, I'm not going to give you the answer. It's Steppenwolf, I believe, isn't it? Pretty sure. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure. I've actually been running into you physically lately, so I enjoy the FaceTime, too.
I love being neighbors, and how great we can all of a sudden just show up. Hey, there you are.
It's always fun because you bring a smile to my face because I just have such high regard for you. But let's start like we always do about the health and welfare of baby Judah Andrew.
Oh, thanks for asking. Well, Judah is about to hit 10 months. Can you believe it? Next week, we are he's getting big. A lot of people, when they see him now in photos, they say, hey, he's not a baby anymore. He's like this little boy.
When are you getting him the iPad?
I know. Well, boy, if I gave it to him, then he'd stop trying to steal mine. He just loves it. Anything with a screen, he just devours it, not only with his attention but with his mouth, too. So.
Okay, so what are the latest physical things he's done? Because I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, he can pull himself up, on the side of a couch, on a coffee table, and now he's starting to kind of move from the coffee table to the couch and back. So we're getting close to walking, which all my friends say, enjoy this time now before he gets too mobile.
Well, it's very scary because they can get hurt so easily, and everybody baby protects their house, and you're just watching them, and it's a scary time on one level, and of course, it's exciting to watch it happen.
It sure is. Thanks for always asking.
So, have you been raising Judah to be politically correct?
No, not at all.
All right. So, what are your thoughts on both the column and how political correctness is going to affect your son and has affected all the high school kids that you used to minister to, even though now you are ministering to the whole congregation at Calvary?
Sure, boy. And what a buzzword political correctness is. And when you look at all of world history, I wonder where we would be as a society today if certain people had chosen to be politically correct. I mean, Martin Luther King getting up and having that speech, that was politically incorrect.
Yep.
There was thousands of moments, even in the last century, for example, that defined us as a society that really made our world a better place. And the majority of those were people stepping out and speaking truth, speaking it in a loving way, even if it was politically incorrect. And I feel like political correctness as a filter for what we say really is going to damage our society, I believe.
Well, I think it already has. It's affected certainly how boys are acting in school, how we're all treating each other. It affects the workplace with all these human resources and politically correct seminars and how we're supposed to speak. Obviously, I mean, for instance, sexual harassment. When I was young, sexual harassment meant, very simply to me, if I am a superior, and often it was a man, and you are a subordinate, and often it was a woman, and I said, I'm not going to give you a raise unless you do something with me sexually. Well, now sexual harassment basically includes whatever anybody thinks is bothering them, including a calendar in my desk of a tool company in which there are girls wearing bikinis. I'm sorry. That's not sexual harassment. And what it has done, it has diminished real sexual harassment, just like, and people have taken me to task on this, the definition of rape. To me, rape is a heinous crime. And rape involves physical force in which a woman or a man, for that matter, is sexually assaulted. It is not regret after the fact. It is not I wake up the next morning after being drunk and I realize I had sex with somebody and I didn't like it, so I'm going to call rape. So it has diminished those horrific cases where a man or a woman has actually been physically assaulted. So I think all these words have been co-opted.
Hmm. And in doing so, I mean, our morality and how we view morality has even shifted. It's become muddied in many ways. You know, as I've worked with high school kids over the last 8 years, the political correctness in some ways has muted students being able to step out and to truly be loving and to truly be caring, because they're so afraid, of what their decision might be or their words that they would speak in kindness to somebody. If it's not popular, they hold it back. So what
about even the simplest physical gesture? Sometimes, you're going to meet a person of the opposite sex, and you're just going to want to potentially maybe put your hand on their shoulder to comfort them, but now you might think twice. They might not like it, or this might be offensive, or worse yet, I might get in trouble.
Yeah, and there's so many things. We've become a society that walks on eggshells, but it's interesting. There was a doctoral professor of mine who said last year that as we go to more and more online interactions with others, as we spend so much of our time interacting, not face-to-face, but in the digital world, there's going to be a greater need just for and he called it the ministry of touch, in an appropriate way, that we would shake somebody's hand, that if they're crying, that we could put a hand on their shoulder, that we would be able to let them know that we're here with them. And I've noticed that as we've at the same time gone into a world of political correctness, that even that is discouraged in many ways.
Well, again, because people are afraid. And one person, I mean, one of the things that has struck me, again, that is so different. When I went to school, if a teacher reprimanded me and sent a note home to my parents would probably punish me, maybe want to speak to the teacher and get more details, but they would be supporting the teacher. Now the immediate reaction is the opposite. What do you mean, my darling Bruce? How could you accuse my darling Bruce of doing such and such? They assume their kid is innocent and the teacher is wrong. It's astonishing how that
sure
has changed.
Another thing as well, as I've noticed in working with high school students, that political correctness uses the language of, we need to value individuals, we need to celebrate diversity. But in practice, it's interesting, even though those are the words spoken, in practice, I think it does the reverse.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't really value individuality. It says, be like everybody else. It doesn't really value diversity in practice. It's we need to be all the same.
Right. Free speech is okay if we agree with you.
Exactly.
It's not okay if not. Tolerance is fine if you're on our side. Otherwise, we don't tolerate it, or we're going to make laws against what you want to do. The whole gun control debate, is so politicized. Yes, we have a tragedy. Yes, there could be things that are being done, but we have a Second Amendment. Not only that, we have a First Amendment, and that's the one that seems to be so conscripted by colleges and certain media folk that we can't say certain words. Makes me crazy.
Yeah. So what's the way out? This is it's almost like fighting against a tsunami of a tidal wave.
Well, the way out, God willing, is for mom and dad to be there and raise their kids with the values that are in the Ten Commandments, that are in the Old Testament, that have been universal. And then when they get faced with these countervailing opinions in later years in high school and college, they're equipped to handle them.
Mm. So that becomes the foundation that they stand on.
We used to be able to trust our schools to educate our kids and stand by these values. Now we can't. So I think it becomes a little bit more incumbent on mom and dad to do some of it. We're out of time, Pastor Drew. Quickly, tell us where you're not blogging.
So quick, as it is every week, but I'm not blogging it. DrewSams.com. But you can find me on all social networks at /SurferDrew.
Okay, very quickly. When's the last time you surfed?
It's been 6 months.
Okay, that is unacceptable.
Now I'm not a surfer anymore. I got to just take the surfer off my username. I'm just Drew.
Okay, and the winter is almost over. You are invited to come ski at the canyons with me, so please
wonderful.
Do so.
If I can't surf, then I'll go snowboarding. That'd be wonderful.
All right, stay tuned. Thank you, Pastor Drew. We will be back very momentarily with Dr. Jennifer Weberman. Thank you.